The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, is moving its email to Google's cloud. NOAA is shifting email for 25,000 users and modernizing its calendar infrastructure. The move will also synchronize NOAA's message technology with mobile devices. Well, joining us to sort this all out is Joe Klimovich, the Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications at NOAA. Mr. Klimovich, good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom.
So tell us what you're really trying to do for agency users. What's the overall goal of this cloud move?
Well, we're trying to, as you said, modernize our email and calendar infrastructure and also bring collaboration tools and really support telework and our mobile workforce. And our workforce is also distributed nationwide. So we're trying to make sure they have tools that are commensurate with a science organization like NOAA. We're also trying to save the taxpayers money. We need to modernize our infrastructure, but we're trying to do it in the most responsible way possible, delivering highly reliable, scalable, and secure, cloud technology. We think that that's the best way to go in terms of delivering the modernization we need.
And just wanted to follow up with this. Are you only moving email or also word processing and all those other things that are also available online?
Well, we're looking at other capabilities we can shift to the cloud. Lots of different pilots. Actually, the Google initiative started with a pilot, both a Google and a Microsoft pilot, taking advantage of the cloud offerings early on. We right now have 500 employees that are using the Google apps in the cloud as part of that pilot initiative. And then we're piloting another cloud initiative as well. I think it's a great first step, and that way you can learn about the capabilities and gain some experience before you make a wholesale shift.
You were actually on Federal News Radio last year talking about that as these pilot strategies started coming to light, and you were explaining how they all need to include exit strategies, that everyone understands once you get into the cloud, this is a quote, once you get into the cloud, you need to make sure you can get out or change your business model if that's necessary. Does that apply here? Is there an exit strategy here if necessary?
Yes, absolutely. There's a it was built in. Our performance work statements out there, everybody can see it on the NOAA OCO homepage. But absolutely, we can retrieve our emails whenever we need to for whatever reason, and we can certainly retrieve the emails.
Now, a lot of people are familiar with the consumer version of Gmail. Is the federal version or the version that NOAA is using, is there additional functionality that makes it more federal?
So essentially, from a functionality perspective, there's no difference. The Google Apps for Government include specific measures to address policy and security needs of the public sector. So terms and conditions are different in the public sector. And this includes data is, only located in segregated systems, so it stays in the continental United States, and this is exclusive for government customers.
Is there a cost or a number of man hours that are invested into making this transition?
Yes, we awarded a $11.5 million. That's the max for a 3-year award through our NOAA Link contracts, small business. So Earth Resources Technology is the prime for this move. And it includes, as we mentioned, the calendaring. It's the move, the migration of the emails, and we have extensive email systems. We've got 19 different current systems that are supporting email and calendaring. And it also includes training, transition, supporting our mobile devices, and other needs that are specific to NOAA. So there is a lot of effort involved in this migration, but we think it's definitely worth it. And the other thing is we did an independent government cost estimate that to provide the same capability to our workforce would be at least twice as much.
We're speaking with Joe Klimovich. He's the Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications at NOAA. And getting to that infrastructure and cost question that you were just mentioning, when you have traditional email systems and so on, agency workers, that is, communicate with agencies over VPNs, virtual private networks. In the case of the cloud, it's between them wherever they are and that cloud. So will this allow you to reduce the cost of having VPNs into your own servers?
Well, we're hoping that down the road we can actually take advantage of a lot of the capabilities that the cloud gives us in such a core communication capability as email and calendaring and collaboration. So we're looking at this as kind of the start of something that's much bigger, where we can look at bringing other things to the cloud, integrating that out there, and then providing more security at the same time. So potentially reducing the other infrastructure capabilities that we have in place. So it's not going to stop with this. So we've got lots of other ideas that we're looking at, but we need to work through them in a very sequential engineering approach.
And as you indicated, this is just the beginning. Not only are you looking to move other things into the cloud, but other agencies are making or about to make a similar move. So what sort of insight or advice can you provide? What can they learn from what you have gone through?
Well, I would recommend talking to other agencies that have done similar things. We spent a lot of time working with GSA on their migration to the Google Cloud. Bonused off of their requirements definition, their work, started with their work. We helped them with the security, reviewing the security documentation that Google provided. I would take advantage of all the work that others have done, certainly within the federal space. And then I would actually recommend piloting the capability, because one of the advantages of the cloud is it's very easy to deploy, very fast. The capability must be there from the get-go. So you aren't looking for a development effort. You're looking for just using the cloud capability. So I think a pilot is very easy, and most companies I've talked to are more than agreeable to letting an agency pilot capability, use the pilot the capabilities to test out. And that way you'll learn a tremendous amount of information.
And you mentioned that you have some people that are piloting on Microsoft's cloud platform, and yesterday they came out with news that they're completely upgrading their whole cloud offerings. They're calling it Office 365, so people have Microsoft Office in the cloud now instead of having to have 25,000 copies. Are you looking at that, and can you see where maybe both clouds could coexist down the line?
Well, I think both clouds do coexist today, and I think both this is to our advantage to have competition for similar capabilities in the cloud. I like the idea of being able to select from different providers, different solution providers. And so in this case, we went with Google based upon our requirements, but I like the idea of having competition.
If you have 25,000 users, and correct me if that number's off, but it seems that with 25,000 users, is there anything they need to be looking for as they use this service that'll be different? I mean, are they going to see a major change?
Well, we have 25,000 mailboxes. That includes both the federal workforce, contractor, on-site contractor workforce, and our NOAA Corps. And we also have others that visiting scientists. It depends. We're not mandating a client list or any change on the client side. So on your desktop, if you use Microsoft Outlook, you can still use Microsoft Outlook. If you want to use another client to access your email and your calendar, you can still do that, because the Google Cloud is behind that. It's the infrastructure behind the desktop. But you can also, you don't need to use a client to access your email and your calendar. In fact, the GSA is actually mandating that all of the access to the email and calendar will be through the web interface, not through through a client. We're still looking at that. There may be some advantages to not using a client in terms of cost and security, but we're still studying that. But so if you are using the same client that you've been used to, you will see very few differences. If you are using, say, Outlook, and then you're accessing Google Apps through the web interface, it will be very different. We have a lot of different collaboration packages now that we're using, and I'm hoping that by standardizing on Google Apps as a collaboration package, that we'll all become more, it'll be easier to collaborate. We'll be using the same technology across different sites, and we'll see more of that. And also with telework, we want to make sure that it's a seamless experience if somebody's working from home.
And when will the shift be complete?
Well, right now we've got, like I said, 500 customers in the cloud, but we did not include the migration of the email. So we're looking at a substantial pilot user migration in August, early adopters in October, and then full migration, full deployment in December. I think the migration, the transition can go fairly rapidly because the capability already exists in the cloud, but we want to make sure we haven't overlooked anything. We want to make sure we have an excellent experience for the for our users and customers, and we'll make sure we've tested everything out. And so that's why we're going in a more of a phased approach early on to make sure that we haven't missed anything.